We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Sooner Sports Podcast, your all-access pass to Sooner Sports. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate. Are you in good hands? And by Riverwind Resort. Riverwind Resort, the place to be.
Oh, mama! What a play!
Now, here's your host, Chris Plank.
All right, welcome into a post-Bedlam edition of the Sooner Sports Podcast. My name is Chris Plank. Oklahoma rolls in Bedlam. 34-16, they conclude the regular season at 11-1, and we're headed to the Big 12 championship game next Saturday morning at 11 a.m. for a showdown at AT&T Stadium against the Baylor Bears. Last night was just pure beauty from the Oklahoma defense. They gave up a touchdown on the opening drive, but after that allowed just three field goals. And Chuba Hubbard, who had been just basically running roughshod over Big 12 defenses, was held to 104 yards on 24 carries. He did have the only touchdown as the Sooner defense flexed its muscle all night long. And they got big plays in the running game. I mean, absolute domination from the Sooner rushing attack, where Jalen Hurts, Kennedy Brooks, Ramondre Stevenson combined for 283 yards on the ground, as the Sooners churned out 34 minutes and 3 seconds of time of possession. And most importantly, they didn't turn the ball over. And oh, hey, how about the fact that Nick Basquin had a touchdown pass last night? Jalen Hurts had a touchdown run, pass, and a reception. And Parnell Motley was the big defensive playmaker, punching out a fumble and picking off what should have been, could have been two passes, but gets credit for one after a replay reversed the other one. 34-16. Let's head to the field quickly afterwards. Jessica Cootie caught up with Nick Basquin and Parnell Motley.
All right, well, you've had the ball in your hands a few times, but to get your first career throwing touchdown, how good did that feel?
Just happy to get it over with. I had a few times in my career, but in Bedlam, a big game, championship November, to get it in that type of fashion, I couldn't dream of it in a different way.
Can you walk me through the feeling of when you first of all get the call that it's going to happen, and then when you see it just come wide open?
Yeah, it's nerve-wracking for sure. You just want to make sure you take care of the football. That's first and foremost, and then just making a good throw.
What can you say about Kennedy Brooks and the job that he did on the ground for you guys tonight?
He's just so steady for us. He's not a very flashy player, but he makes the plays. He makes good cuts. He's big in the passing game with his blocks. He's just a well-rounded running back.
You guys didn't feel like you had played your best game yet, but this is probably your best game so far this season. How important was that for you guys before going into the Big 12 championship?
Really big. It's championship November. This is what we work for all summer, all offseason. To actually put a good game, complimentary football together against our rival, that was a big game for us.
What kind of mission were you playing on tonight?
Man, I was playing on a mission, getting one of my games to the best of my ability. I know it's one of my regular season home games, man. I just want to play to my best ability, just give it all today, man. That's certainly what I feel like I did today, man. Hell of an impact that I did to change the game, especially for our defense, man. But hell of a team win for us, man. We're just moving on to the next now.
The first one, the forced fumble, how big was that for this defense to kind of set the tone there?
I was real big, man. It was early in the game, man. I saw opening on my little strip finesse tricks. I just going to fake tackle, and then I got it underneath them, man, and it came out perfect, man. So it definitely got us got things going in the defense, man. So I'm proud of the defense where we responded the rest of the game, man. We kept fighting.
You almost had one over there. How bad did you want to get another one there at the end?
It's crazy, man, because I feel like the Big 12 always coming for me. I don't think I was out, man, but I was real tired of that play. I think I gave it my all. But, man, it came up again, and I made another hell of a play on it, but it was all good, though.
You guys limited Chuba Hubbard to well below all of his averages. What kind of statement did your D-line and the guys up front make tonight?
Man, they made a great effort and great emphasis on how we need to stop a great running back like that and a great team that he's on. But our defense line played a great emphasis on him, man, and definitely locked him down, man. That's a Heisman candidate. We did a great job of him tonight, so I'm glad we did that.
How important was it for you guys to put four full quarters together here tonight?
Man, it was great, man, because that's something we feel like we didn't do in the past, is put four great quarters today, man. And I feel like this is one of our best games that we officially put four great quarters on for the defense, man. So it's a hell of an astonishing way to win, man. It was great we got the team win. And it's ready to move on to the next.
Jalen Hurts was, in a word, surgical. Yeah, the Sooners didn't throw the ball much. They only threw the ball 17 times. But Hurts was 13 of 16 for 163 yards and a touchdown. And when he ran the football, he's picking his spot. 16 carries, 61 yards, nearly 4 yards per carry and a touchdown. He held his meeting with the media late after the Oklahoma win over Oklahoma State.
I don't want to try to go too deep into it about that. It was a great opportunity for us to run that. I mean, I think we executed it well. We got points on the board, and it was a good deal.
Jay, you guys controlled the ball so well today, the way you ran your offense today. Talk about how important that was in winning the game today, the fact that you guys were able to get first downs when you needed to and just put together big drives.
Yeah, usually when you win on third down, you have a good chance of being successful in the game. And in the end, you know, we talk about us coming out and playing out to our standard like always, but just taking advantage of every opportunity we have, that's the most important thing for us. And, you know, a better game as far as how complete we played in November, but there's still more. And we're not satisfied by any means. And, you know, got good momentum going into this big game this week.
Jalen, can you tell me a little bit about Kennedy Brooks' performance today? Because really, you carried the load offensive showcase. How important is it, his development, his emergence, to help you guys throughout the rest of the season?
Well, I don't think he's a guy that's just emerging. I think he's a great ball player for us. And he's done great things well before I've been here. So I think we got a lot of good players, and it's all about sometimes who has the high hand. And ultimately, it's about winning the game. So I think everybody kind of contributes to doing that.
Do you guys call that play Philly special? That looked like the Eagles play in the Super Bowl.
I don't know. You want us to call it that?
Whatever you call it.
Philly special.
Nah. Man, like I said, it was a great opportunity for us to run it, and we ran it, and we got points on the board for it, so I'm happy about that.
Was it the throw in the wind today?
Yeah, it was a little chilly out. I'm sure, I guess, if you're not playing in the game, it kind of hits you a little different, but now I tell them, rain, sleet, or snow, as soon as must go, we got to, you know, kind of eliminate those external factors and play through it and play.
Jalen, how tough is it for you on a night like tonight where Kennedy, has the type of game he has? CD's had those games, other guys have. But people want to make you to be, I mean, you were called a one-man show by Mike Gundy this week. Is it tough to be in that position where everybody tries to make it out that you carry this team on your back?
External factors don't matter. Talk about us playing our type of ball, going out there and executing our plays, executing what we do, and just playing good football. At the end of the day, I say it all the time, we want to be 1-0 every week. We're 1-0 this week, and we're grateful for it.
How gratifying was it to be up there? I guess the third week in a row you guys have had some long cross-country drives, certainly the Baylor game and this one as well. To know your offensive line is grinding those drives out.
Like I said, just going back to playing to our standard and being consistent in doing that. We want to kind of take advantage of every opportunity we have as an offense, and go out there and put points on the board. We still have more on the table for us, you know, kind of playing with our food sometimes, you know, sparing people, and we can't have that moving forward.
You guys, that 11 play drive, did you kind of feel the momentum swinging in your direction completely after y'all converted that touchdown?
When?
On that 11 play drive, 6 minute drive. Just kind of taking control of the game.
I don't know. I really can't. I don't know what you're talking about. All I can think about is the times that we didn't score points, or we didn't, you know, score touchdowns, or take advantage of those opportunities in the red zone. It's a lot of room for improvement, and you know, we got a great opportunity this week to fix it going into a big game.
Gentlemen, just thoughts on your defense. They, after that first touchdown drive, which you scored, they only up 9 points the rest of the game. Just overall, what's your thoughts on them?
I think they played a heck of a game. I think Piedmont showed up and made some plays consistently out through the game. He's one of the, you know, better cornerbacks in the country. I just think everybody played. We played good complementary football today.
Jalen, I was going to ask you about complementary football. What is that in your mind? And do you guys feel like when the defense is playing well, you're getting energy from them, or does it just give you guys a lift? Or what sort of is the results you guys when you go back on the field when you guys are playing that?
Yeah, I just think it goes back to that same thing. We know the intent we have and the standard we have and how we want to play, the style of football we want to play. It's about going out there and executing and finishing. Talk about maybe finishing drives or finishing football plays or finishing games in general. That's what we want to do, and I think we took another step with that today. Room to improve, like always, but we'll take this win.
Start to wrap up here. When's the last time you caught a pass in a game?
That's a question you can answer. I think it was Kansas.
You caught one this year?
From Nick
Baskin. Oh, really? Or wasn't that game? Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
You ever heard of Tommy McDonald?
No, sir.
You ever? Hawk will tell you about him on the way out.
Okay. Jalen, did this feel a lot like the other rivalry games you played in before?
No, going into every game, you try and take it as a rivalry. Every game is a rivalry to me. They don't, you know, the opposing team, the opposition doesn't like us. You know, it's just kind of it's the nature of the beast when you play this game. So I think it was a great environment, and I'm blessed enough and fortunate enough to be able to experience this, the Bedlam.
Did you catch the score of the Iron Bowl today?
No, sir.
Potentially impacts where you guys go in the postseason.
That sound like rat poison to me. I got to focus on Baylor this week.
Jalen,
last one.
The offensive line has really started to hit its stride here these last couple games. What have you seen from them? And pardon me if it's been asked already, but it seems like they're really improving here pretty quickly.
Well, yeah, I think they've been a good offensive line all year. Just talking about, I guess, maybe putting them in different situations, and you know, every not a day goes by where we don't learn, and I think they've learned from maybe what they've experienced early on in the season, and we've just continued to take steps as an offensive group, offensive line, and as a team. So if we can do that, just got to continue to take positive steps.
And we mentioned the defensive side of the football. The foundation of this Alex Grinch defense has always been turnovers/takeaways. The Sooners forced two takeaways, and it made all the difference in the world, holding Oklahoma State to just 335 total yards and didn't allow them to convert on a fourth down. Several turnovers on downs for the Sooners defense as well, too. They're clicking. They've been playing their best ball over the last 2.5 games, and Alex Grinch said focus is the reason why.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it at times – we were less than spectacular in it, but I thought kind of weathered the storm. That's what he does. You know, when we compared him earlier in the week to like a McCaffrey, you know, kind of in our history, that's you know, really was intended to be the ultimate compliment. And you hold your breath every time he carries the football, every single time. That he's going to run through a tackle, and if he runs through one, What are the odds you're going to have two guys available to get him on the ground and then he's gone? And so, in any event, the ultimate respect for him and that offense. And I thought we weathered it early. I mean, I thought it was critical. Give them credit for out executing us early. Finding a way to make him count in threes was a critical element because we didn't have our feet underneath us. Number one, credit goes to them and obviously him. And then number two, I just thought, maybe early on, which hasn't been a real, issue for us, kind of out the gate type of thing in terms of not being ready to go. And I just didn't think we had our feet underneath us early, but holding them to the threes kind of weathered the storm and obviously played better ball as the game went on. Well, excited for him and for the bulk of this season, we've been just dying for takeaways, and had an opportunity tonight to get a couple. Obviously, the additional one on the sideline that kind of could have gone our way, but stripping at the ball, and I think so much of that too is one guy doing it can turn into two guys doing it, and then you see the success rate of that individual making those. Now, can kind of snowball, and then ideally it snowballs. And so I was excited for him, and we're dying for playmakers in our secondary, and then he made a few tonight, and that's obviously a positive.
We've seen numbers on him all season. Pro Football Focus grades him out as the highest cornerback sometimes in the country per week. How's he been? I mean, in addition to his turnovers tonight, it looked like he had a very stellar game in coverage.
Well, he has, and we've had a couple issues from a pass interference standpoint. You're always weighing that the aggressiveness versus putting yourself in the bad spot, reach out, grabbing, some of those things. And so we get frustrated with those because they extend drives, and it's a 15-yard penalty equates to a 15-yard catch. In any event, so that's kind of been something we've had to continue to work through. But no, he's played well. He's one of those guys that we struggle to take off the field. And that credit goes to him, and credit goes to Coach Manning.
Those two freshmen, Davey Wakefield and Macedo,
can you kind of talk about their growth and them filling in for John Michael Terry? Because for a while it seemed like that was a huge loss, and then they've kind of grown into just feeling comfortable on that position. No, I think it is. I think for us trying to find the right rotation in terms of the right mix between the two of them. Early on, again, I had a little bit more trust in Nick because he had done it more, and we're kind of just mixing in David, trying to get him going. Then all of a sudden, John Michael goes out. And so then now it's Nick is, instead of a situational guy or a part-time player for us, now he's the starter. And all of a sudden David, who's getting a couple of reps a game, all of a sudden now he kind of assumes the role that Nick once had. And so that's a position that we constantly are fighting to get, not just that position, across the board, more production from. But it's intended to be, that rush linebacker spot is that edge guy that we're going to gain in the pass. Whether it's in coverage or setting an edge in the run game or rushing the passer versus pass as well. And so both those guys are coming along. One's a redshirt freshman, one's a true freshman. Tall order for both of them. While learning, learning a new defense as young players. So it's progress, and we're excited about both of them moving forward.
Alex, what did it mean to your defense to be able to have an offense that controlled the ball like it did? McKinney Brooks had the night he had and kind of out-dueled Chuba. Just what did that mean for your defense on a night like this when the wind was blowing and all that?
Well, I think what happens is you reap the benefits of getting – when you get off the field, then you're able to reap the benefits of it. It's one thing to get off the field in the situation or hold them to a field goal, and then it's a three-and-out punt situation for our offense, and you're right back out there. And so you felt like you weathered the storm, maybe held them to three, and maybe the best-case scenario, you held them without points. But then you're immediately back out there, and it's again, the best way to describe it is you don't reap the benefits of it. And so no, that's a huge piece of it. And you saw you saw some of the benefit of that complimentary football, which we're trying so hard to do our part on our side of the ball. Well, I think as you talk about the red zone, I think that's something that continues to be something that we harp on. I think from an improvement standpoint, You know, you like to say, okay, we've improved in all areas defensively, and that's obviously inaccurate. I mean, I think from a takeaway standpoint, obviously we're climbing out of the hole that we dug for ourselves over the bulk of the year. And I think from a red zone standpoint, I think that you know, we got to bow up more. We got to find a way to you know, we say counting threes. That's you know, obviously a critical piece, and certainly was tonight. But make them, you know, there's got to be some instances where it's zero. They get down there, we get a takeaway, find a way to get off the field. And so in any event, it's critical. And we tell our guys, you can't beat Oklahoma counting the threes. That's you know, there's not you know, guarantees in this lifetime. But one of them is you can't beat us counting the threes. And again, is it all true? It doesn't matter if it's true. We believe in it and we sell that. And so, that's if you're not going to count them zeros, you got to find a way to get them off the field and not that 7-3. The difference in that, I know it's 4 points on the scoreboard, but it's astronomical. So that was a positive. Certainly added to that was the fact that they had the ball coming out of halftime.
So your first Bedlam game, you've seen the guys play against TCU, you've seen them play against Baylor, on and on. Did you get a sense they were playing with a little more juice tonight? Rivalry game.
No, you know what? I thought our energy was good. I really highlighted our energy over the last few weeks. I think our guys have really made a point to not look to maybe the outside or the circumstances to kind of create some of that energy. By no means would I minimize the fact that being here against a real quality football team on the road at night, 12th game, and in-state, they certainly knew the magnitude of it, and I thought the energy was really good. But, again, you got to make sure if we're going to make such an emphasis on the de-emphasis of the outside and the circumstances and all those things, then I like to think it's something we've been building over time.
You talked so much about practice and you know, how pleased you were with that, but you get into games now, and now you're seeing your team getting turnovers to end games. Tonight you're facing one of the best running backs in the country. You get a couple of huge fourth down stops, especially the fourth and one. Is there just something that you're seeing more and more of out of this defense every time you go out right now?
Well, I do. I think you see a little bit more carryover between the week of work and Saturdays, I think. And where's that come from? Maybe a little bit more confidence in terms of, you know, the things that we're asking them to do, that you know, as opposed to you know, thinking that whatever effort it took to be you know, productive on a Tuesday is somehow it has to be tenfold come Saturday, and so I think trusting in that the things we're asking them to do in the environment we put them in over the course of the week it can translate and will translate if we buy into it. And I think, you know, other than that, I think it's just, you know, not you know, being the type of defense that rides the roller coaster based on momentum, you know, obviously created by us, lost by us, included, you know, obviously, you know, at the what the offense is doing. I mean, if you allow yourself or the crowd noise or everything else, you know, how are things going? It can really be a long Saturday, and we've had a couple of those. And so, in any event, been pleased with over the last couple of weeks, kind of the grit that we've displayed.
Is there something on the sideline you're seeing, though? I don't know whether it's the way they look at you, the way they talk to each other, the way they talk, you know, communicate. Is there something that you see different there that's developing?
The thing I've noticed is that they're talking like us now. They talk like the coaching staff. They're saying the things before we have to say them, in terms of you know, avoiding the noise and not making evaluations. That's been a big part of it. There's no, you know, you can only win the game in the fourth quarter. All those things that, you know, we keep kind of hitting them over the head with, that they're now they're hitting us with it, which is a positive.
Alex, moving forward at Baylor, you just played him a couple weeks ago. What's it going to be like going through this process again, where kids are familiar with personnel on this team?
Well, it's unique, and you know, I go back through my history, and the minute you ask that, I'm trying to think how many times that's actually happened. In my career, it certainly has, but not many. And I think what you got to do is you obviously take stock in the previous game in terms of how they attacked us, but you also got to give them credit in terms of you know, them analyzing how we attacked them. And so, but you also got to be you. And I think they certainly would look at it the same way from their side of things. It's a tremendous. Tremendous team program. They certainly have our respect. And you play in the championship game, which I've been fortunate to be a part of a couple on both sides of it. You know you're going to play a real one. And you, if you don't play your best game this next Saturday, then it obviously won't go your way.
Okay, time for one more. It seems like you guys are hitting your stride here at the end of the year. Is that
knowing how much you've tried to implement a mentality and a culture and how it's kind of turned out here towards the end?
I think there may be some I won't go there. I won't go there because we got one game left, and we talked about, you know, one game evaluations, and we're going to stick to that as we go. I thought tonight was good, and we got to play our best game. It's going to require our best game next week to call ourselves champion.
And, of course, we wrap things up with the Sooner head football coach, Lincoln Riley. Get these numbers that Mike Houck threw out a little bit earlier on Twitter. You think that the Sooners have been good during championship November? Maybe we don't truly understand how good they've been. Last night was the 21st straight November win for the Sooners. It's their third straight 11-1 regular season, their fourth in the last 5 years. That is now the 26th season of 11 or more wins, their most nationally, and their 89th Bedlam win, 41st W in Bedlam in Stillwater, and their 16th Bedlam win out of 17 when both teams are ranked by the Associated Press. It's been a special November. It's been a special season. After the tough loss in Manhattan, Lincoln Riley feeling very good about where his team is now.
Yeah, really good team performance tonight. Always hard to beat teams on their senior night, this kind of atmosphere. I give our players a lot of credit. We did the things that we felt we had to do. We really strongly emphasized the turnovers this week, knew we had to have a game where not just hanging on to it offensively and getting them defensively, but doing that in sync in one game. Let's have a game where we can dominate the turnover battle completely. It was a huge challenge to our guys. They certainly responded there. And then I thought we played off of each other well. Very, very complimentary on the night, building on each other's momentum, capitalizing after turnovers. When we needed key stops, we got them. When we needed key drives, we scored points. And so proud. Thanks, Clark. Just proud of our guys, the way they played, the way they responded. This is always a tough game, rivalry game, you know, heated, all that it should be. And, yeah, just hats off to our guys. Played a really, really complete game.
Thinking that you held the running game in check, Hubbard didn't get close to what he needed or anything. Talk about your defensive play, especially against the Varsity.
Yeah, I thought he had a little bit of room early. I made a few adjustments, settled in a little bit. Fit the run a little bit better as the game went on. Thought the D-line was, again, pretty disruptive. Wasn't too many, you know, clean running lanes, especially after that first quarter. And, yeah, and then went, a few times he did get loose. We did a good job of getting him on the ground, and we didn't let him, you know, he didn't pop the – his long was a 22, you know, and that's – he told us that for the game. We'd have taken it.
How big was this turnover early on? Set you guys up for a touchdown. It seemed to really set you going.
Yeah.
It
was huge. It was just, yeah, great momentum. And then, I don't know, there was just that feeling all night. It just, every other play felt like we were going to get one, you know. And we even had the one that on the tough call that got overturned. We had several, and then that were huge. That one kind of, to get one early, though, is always big. And I think our guys were really aggressive at the ball all night.
I think the night that Parnell had, I don't think we've seen a night like that from a defensive back since people were winning a little trophy game around here. Just what he's been through for you, what this meant to see him kind of have that night as well.
Yeah, and did it against, you know, good receivers in a big-time environment. Yeah, he was awesome. I mean, the pick, the strip, tackled well, covered well. They went at him with a lot of double moves, and he was in great position. I thought he really trusted his technique, you know, really throughout the entire game. Made a lot of big plays. They gave him a lot of opportunities, and he certainly responded. You could tell he wanted the ball thrown his way tonight, and that's how, you know, that's how what we've been pressing upon our guys. That's how you have to play that position. I mean, that's how you have to play any position. If you don't want the ball your way or don't want a chance to make the player to block, then you're not the right guy to be out there. And he wanted it coming his way tonight and was ready and trusted his technique and made a lot of huge plays.
How happy were you to see him get that last interception? Yeah. That might have been a little bit of a payback.
It was fitting. You know, it was fitting because he made such a great play on the other one. And I, you know, you couldn't tell on the other one. The replay certainly in the stadium looked like there was green in between his feet, but I don't know. I'm sure in the booth there they had some different looks for them to overturn it. It must have been pretty conclusive. So it was great for him to make it, and yeah, very fitting for the kind of night he's had. And really, he's been, you know, very steady for us all year.
Lincoln, you guys, Kennedy Brooks, you've been on him a lot the last 8 weeks. What can you say just about the way he's performed for you guys and what he's meant?
Very steady. Just continues to be him. He's not missing cuts. Very in sync with our offensive line. You know, he's been so close to popping his kind of standard 60, 70 yarders. I mean, there was, I swear, like five tonight that we were like, it's out, you know. And so, but despite that, he's had a lot of big runs. He's held onto the ball, great ball security, and he always kind of gets what's there, always. He doesn't ever really leave much on the table, and then occasionally get some that maybe aren't there, you know, which is a good characteristic for a running back to have.
Mention on Brooks, big game for him tonight. Really, Jalen has carried the obviously spotlight for much of the season. How important is it to have him develop as he has the last few weeks, especially tonight, to make your team more multi-dimensional?
Yeah, pretty much all the same things I just said. I mean, he's ran well. He's been a really good player for us for a long time, and no surprise he's playing the way he is. It's really key for us right now. Always important to be able to run the ball well late in the season, November, December games, and, you know, he was certainly big tonight.
Jacob, 44 rushes. Yeah. Into this game, did you expect to have that strength?
No, I don't know. I just kind of let the game, you know, we just kind of let it unfold. Certainly the conditions were a factor. I mean, there's no doubt. They probably were for both teams. I mean, it was not easy to throw the ball. And not only – I mean, there was a lot of wind, but then on top of that, it moved so much. It's wind is hard by itself. When it is moving and it's unpredictable wind, then it's even tougher. And it was – the wind was certainly a big factor, kicking game, throw game, all that. So, and then we just – you know, once again, we're running it so well, it's hard to stop.
Lincoln Jalen made history tonight, catching, throwing, and running for a touchdown. Tommy McDonald's the only other guy that did it.
Really?
How cool. Do you think he played? He seemed to play within himself more than maybe in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, he played well. Very good decision making. Ran the ball well. Saw the field well. I thought he played honestly a lot like last week, minus. You know, his ball security as far as carrying it was better, and he threw the ball a little bit better tonight. He had a couple last week that he just barely missed, but he was sharp mentally last week too. So I thought he played really well.
Lincoln, the 11-play drive there in the third quarter,
yeah.
6 minutes. It was, I think OSU had just cut the lead to four. Can you take us through those 11 plays? And I think it was 9 runs, 2 passes. Is that kind of what you're looking for in dominating?
You want me to recite all 11? I maybe could. It was big. It was those kind of those drives that just tend to define games this time of year, you know, where we had got some stops, had some momentum, and kind of if you were kind of sitting there and just what would be the perfect scenario right now, that's what you'd say, you know, go on a long drive, chew up a bunch of clock, wear them down, and we did that. And no, it was big, especially because we didn't have a very good drive there the first drive of the third quarter. That was really the first drive of the game that wasn't successful. I think we scored on all four first half possessions, and so to come back after that and getting the stop, playing complimentary once again and drive it down was huge. Yeah, controlled the clock. And we did a good job once we got inside the 10-yard line of finishing.
You hadn't had to do that this year, having that long sort of methodical drive, 11 plays, 12 plays tonight. The fact that you haven't had to do it and then when you needed it, you got it. What do you think?
Well, it's been I'd say the last few years, it's been a key part of us. You know, being able to play well at the end of the year and ultimately win this league is being able to have those. And we've had several of those later in the seasons. I can think of all four of the championship years and games where we've had to do that and we've been able to do it. And tonight's another one. You always get to that point. You know, I don't care how good you are throwing the ball. There's always going to be points where for your team and especially it seems to be late in the season where you got to have drives like that and you have to be able to do it. And to be able to do it, you know, we've been able to do that last couple of weeks and it's been really big, and to do it in this environment tonight was huge.
What's your first reaction to your playoff talk after this game? Did you do enough? You know, you still got one more left, obviously, but have you done enough to move up, do you think?
We're just going to try to beat Baylor next week.
Lincoln, you've had – we asked you a lot about tailback carries and Kennedy Brooks carries 4 or 5 weeks
He's gotten a lot more here the last few weeks. I mean, is that an emphasis that you've made, or is that just sort of the way that it's played out?
I was just taking y'all's suggestion.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
No, no, seriously. I mean, is that a point you've made, or is that something that's just sort of happened that way?
I mean, I think some of it's been just the way the games have gone here as of late. I think some of it is this what was a new, inexperienced offensive line is starting to come together and do some really, really good things. And then I think settling in on Kennedy as the feature back has been part of it. So, we've always wanted to get him involved. You know, like I've said, there's going to be points in the season where we're going to have him, we're going to need him, we're going to use him like that. And we've seen it the last several weeks, and he and our offensive line have done a really nice job with the run game.
You think it was fresher because of the fact that
probably
he's fresher now?
Yeah. Yeah. That, well, I would say he's probably just fresher than most other backs across the country. A lot of our guys are, and that's going to – it helped us tonight. It'll help us going forward.
I think for the first time in 4 weeks, you didn't have to sort of sweat one out. You've had to have late – you've stopped late rallies by TCU and Iowa State to preserve wins. You've had a historic comeback to beat Baylor. Tonight, you didn't have to sort of have late stops and so forth. I know you mentioned that turnovers were key stops, key drives. Were there some other factors you feel like enabled you to not have to sweat one tonight?
I think you covered it. Winning the turnover margin, you know, like we did, you know, has certainly allowed us to separate. You know, controlling the line of scrimmage offensively allowed us to separate. Yeah, I mean, it was great. I mean, it's fun. I mean, the other ones are fun too, but certainly nice to win one with a little bit of a comfortable margin.
Parnell obviously played a good game, but kind of overshadows the two freshmen, Lee Benito, Tavie Wade.
Yeah.
They have massive games off the edge. Can you kind of talk about their growth since John
Michael? Yeah, no, it's been important since John Michael got hurt, and he was kind of our bell cow there and leader and kind of the steadying force. And those are two young guys that flash so much that you just want them to do it more consistently. And I thought they stepped up and did that. They both had some big plays. You know, they do a good job of challenging each other for reps, keeping each other fresh, kind of feeding off of each other. And they're two very, very talented guys that are going to get better and better quickly. And I thought they both showed up. I mean, you could, you know, feel their presence out there tonight.
It seems like Mike was just having fun with you on Monday, but he was talking about how much Jalen
Yeah, I didn't agree a whole lot with the one-man show thing, but that's, I mean, you know, however we get defined, as long as, you know, as we're winning and offensively we're scoring enough points to win, that's all I care. You know, I think, you know, our quarterbacks have been successful over the last several years. Jalen's no different, but we've, you know, you look at what our other players have done, O-line, running backs, you know, tight ends. We've won a Blitnikoff, Mackey. We've had an All-American receiver, tight end every single year that we've been here. We've got a litter of offensive linemen playing in the NFL with more to go. So, you know, we got a good group. All these guys contribute to it. It's certainly not a one-man show. The wishbone comment, I took that as a complete compliment. I think it's one of the great offenses ever. It means you're spreading the ball around, you're physical, getting your playmakers the ball in space and letting them play. So I thought he was spot on.
Are you comfortable or satisfied with like kind of how harmonic the offense is right now as far as where you're spreading it and distributing it?
I think you're constantly evolving. I mean, there's a lot of things we're doing really, really well right now. And we can still play a whole lot better too. So we're excited about that. You know, I know our best is still out there, and we're chasing it, but we're definitely taking some big steps.
It seems like the offensive line is starting to hit its stride here heading into the finish. How important is that, especially in the next week against Baylor?
Yeah.
Offensive line.
Yeah, no, it's important. It's important. You know, that's what we've kind of counted on the whole way, that if we could survive early there a little bit, especially with all the injuries and different lineups we had, and those guys could continue to grow up, that we might be prepared to play pretty good here at the end. So it's teed up for us.
You were asked about that 11-play drive. When you all did that 11-play, 6-minute drive, did you kind of sense you all kind of really grasping the whole ball game?
Yeah, no, it was one of those moments that you felt like, man, if we can go take this down here, we got a chance to really take control of it. I mean, you felt it, and the importance, you know, it was the importance of the situation at that point. Knew it was going to be very critical to the end result.
Anything else?
Yeah, well, can you speak about the abominable football play done in Alabama, 48-45?
What was it?
No defense played.
Yeah.
You got to come to Stillwater.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a travesty, isn't it? Yeah.
So there it is, our Sunday presser refresher. I hope you guys enjoy our last full game week until we get all in on bowl season. OU football will be the home team at the Big 12 Championship for the third straight season. Of course, this is their third different opponent in the Big 12 Championship game. TCU, whenever the game returned 3 years ago, Texas last year, and now Baylor this season. We have tons of content to get you ready for kickoff, including the Sooner Sports Podcast live tomorrow. That's Monday. Make sure you join Toby and I with your questions, reactions, and thoughts as we head in to what will be a wild week leading up to the Big 12 Championship game. Oklahoma wins in Bedlam, and they're headed to the Big 12 Championship game for a showdown with Baylor next Saturday, and the path seems, well, pretty intriguing towards a potential spot in the four-team playoff. Enjoy the highlights from the Sooner Radio Network and the great calls from Toby Rowland. And until tomorrow, Sooner Sports Podcast Live and the Lincoln Riley Presser. Boomer Sooner, everybody.
This has been the Sooner Sports Podcast. Make sure to get all the latest episodes online right now at Soonersports.tv/podcast. And make sure to follow us on Twitter at OU On The Air.
In motion, Lee Moore. Snap to Hurts, back to pass. Looks left. Pulls it down, wants to run it himself. 25 to the 20. Has room. Makes a move. 15. Watch out. 10-5. He's a one-man show. Touchdown, Jalen Hurts. Back to pass, Hurts. Looks right. Throws near sideline. It is caught. Ramondre Stevenson. First down across the 30, 45 and out to the 46-yard line. Snap good, hold down, kick is away, plenty of distance, a driving kick, and it is good.
Wow.
Berkic is 13 for 13. Brown asks for the football, he's got it. He'll throw out to the right, caught behind the line of scrimmage. This time it's Braden Johnson who carries it forward. Ball came out, and the Sooners have it. Buki stripped it, Parnell Motley grabbed it.
Fumble, recovered by the defense.
The Sooners force the first turnover of Bedlam. 44 seconds to go in the quarter. Back to pass, Hurts. Deep drop. Looking deep. Takes a shot deep. Lee Morris caught it. He had to slide down to grab it, but he's got it at the 5. It'll be first and goal. Austin Stogner in the game at tight end. It's a pitch to Lamb. Toss back Basquin. He throws to Hurts. He's a one-man show. Touchdown. Jalen Hurts on the receiving end this time. Drew Brown and L.D. Brown not related in the backfield. Pitch ahead to Stoner. Reverse pitch coming back near side. That's Johnson. He's hitting the backfield, and he's dropped back at the 30-yard line. Aguebu broke it up. Hovered on the right hip of Drew Brown. In motion, Stoner. Now he circles behind the formation, reverses, comes back. Handoff Hubbard up the middle, met at the line of scrimmage. They got him down. Ronnie Perkins and friends, and Mike Gundy will use his last timeout. Third down and 5, L.D. Brown into the game. Back to pass, Drew Brown looks left, throws left. It's knocked away. Beautiful play by the freshman, Jaden Davis. Pass was intended for Braden Johnson. And the Sooners force a 3-and-out to start the second half. Goes back, throws across, that's caught. Jeremiah Hall across the 50. The Bullfrog is in the loose. 40 to the 35-yard line. Carrying Cowboys to the 32. Hurts creeps toward Creed Humphrey with instructions. Now backs into the gun. 3rd and 2 from the 3. The snap, handoff Brooks up the middle, into the end zone. Touchdown, Kennedy Brooks. Handoff Brooks running right to the 20. Breaks out of a tackle to the 15, to the 10, still on his feet to the 5 and out of bounds. Sooner sprint to the line. Jalen Hurts under center from the 3. Snap, play action, rolling right. Braden Willis open, touchdown. Snap to Brown. It is a handoff to Hubbard, reaching. He didn't get there. They did it again. That Sooner defense stepped up again. It was Nick Benito. And they've turned him over on downs in Cowboy territory. Snap to Brown. It is a handoff to Hubbard, reaching. He didn't get there. They did it again. That Sooner defense stepped up again. It was Nick Benito. And they've turned him over on downs in Cowboy territory.
Three wides, two backs from the 48 in Sooner territory. Snap to Drew Brown. Straight drop. He's under pressure. Steps up, rolling right, looking, looking, throws late. It is intercepted! It's intercepted! Parnell Motley! And you can unhitch the wagon! The defense, again, when they have to make a stop late, did it. Parnell Motley got his pick finally. That'll do it. Win column Sooners in an odd way. Oklahoma holds Oklahoma State to their lowest scoring output of the season. Final score in Bedlam, 114. Sooners 34 and Cowboys 16.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.